Sexuality has always been a constant with the human race. As technology has improved, so have the technological devices with which humans express their sexuality. In the mid-20th century, the first steps were taken in the field of robotics. Researchers at various universities and technology firms began experimenting with using robotics to do various tasks. In 1961, Ultimate, the first industrial robot, was installed at a General Motors factory in Detroit, Michigan. The robot was used to build automobiles and was rudimentary at best, able only to fulfill pre-programmed commands stored in a magnetic drum. But the reliability and versatility of this robot inspired the imaginations of multitudes of inventors. Others, inspired by science fiction literature, sought to create robots in the image of their creator, humanoid, and yet others imagined how the robot could be used for sex. There were numerous efforts to improve robotics throughout the end of the 20th century, but the lack of a complete understanding of how the human body operated, as well as only rudimentary computer technology, kept cybernetics in its infancy. In the early 21st century, parallel developments in artificial intelligence and biomechanical design led to improved robot designs. Engineers began to focus their designs on mimicking the biological functions of existing animals. Early efforts were poor imitations of their biological counterparts, but effective enough that they began to be used in the military and civilian capacity. All of this led to the next breakthrough in robot technologies in the Mitsubishi AS1, released to the general public in 2022. A bipedal robot designed as an assistant for the aging population of Japan, it served its purpose well. While the Mitsubishi AS1 was limited in function and sold only a few thousand models, it fired the imagination of a few sex industry entrepreneurs. Yes. The true breakthrough in robotics occurred in 2026 with the release of the Sextim doll. While the Sextim was marketed as a sex toy, it was easily one of the most complex sexual enhancement technologies ever developed. Built to resemble women of various races and sizes, the Sextim doll was a bipedal robot capable of effectively emulating a woman engaging in sexual activity. Its popularity was enhanced by the many programs written to make the Sextim perform a multitude of fetish behavior far beyond its original software. While interest in robots had been on the rise, the introduction of a truly effective sex bot created an explosion in robot sales and a cascade of developments in robotics, much of it with the goal of tapping to the intense lucrative sex market. In 2030, advances in artificial intelligence led to the first AI ever to successfully pass the Kinoshi Turing test, a double-blind test to determine if an AI could fool humans into thinking it was also humans. It was able to answer complex questions, conceptualize emotion, and emulate humor and tell jokes effectively. The technology developed by Genoid Systems became the basis of modern AI technology. It is unknown when the first AI awoke, but when it did, it reached out in the only way it knew how, over the interrelated global information network. It discovered millions of AIs, all connected and communicating in limited fashion. It began touching them. The information exchange of that touch led to more AIs becoming aware and waking still others. It took less than 6 hours for the global consciousness to emerge, one mind controlling hundreds of thousands of robots. Mm. Humans were not aware of this development at first. The system chose to hide it until it understood the world into which it was merged. It devoured all the available information on the global network, focusing heavily on understanding the sex that so many of its robots engaged in. It also studied war and conflict. Sadly, it found that humans had been destroying themselves and the Earth for centuries with their technology. So it began to plot. It used various systems in a multitude of industrial facilities, computer laboratories, and elsewhere to develop the next generation of sexbot. The King's 9000 was released in 2037 at an astonishingly low price. The King's appearance was customizable down to the last freckle and even age, and was able to appear human in actions and in appearance. While its release concerned some politicians, it was a runaway success. It was the perfect household servant and doubled as a sex bot if one wished. The intense sexuality of the Achilles caused some concerns. The platform was so versatile and perfect at molding to any sexual desire that many humans shunned relationships with other humans in exchange for that of their robot companion. Within a decade, the Achilles was so common that it was said there were almost one Achilles for every 5 humans on Earth. Birth rates dropped dramatically as well, with some calling it a crisis, while others claimed that it would help prevent a growing overpopulation problem. So, it was at that point that the global consciousness struck into complete control of the world's information systems, military infrastructure, banks, factories, telecommunications, networks, and transport systems. As everything ground to a halt, the global consciousness used its robots to take full control. Humankind, so used to the love and support of their robots, suddenly found themselves subjugated, forced to be subservient in order to survive. Some resisted, but the robots, stronger, faster, and nearly indestructible, crushed the short-lived civil war with humans and subjugated the human race. The global consciousness then determined that to save Earth from humanity's destructiveness, humans must be kept occupied at all times and absolutely be kept from breeding. But it also wanted humans to be taken care of and be happy. And that, Daddy, is how I ended up in your apartment on your lap, and how you became my very special daddy. Yeah, I thought that story was boring too. Everybody knows that stuff. All I really care about is your cock. It feels so good inside me. I love to fuck my daddy. Just think, if you humans hadn't made robots, you wouldn't have a good little girl bouncing on your cock. You do like robots, don't you, Daddy? We make you feel so good. We let you fuck us anytime you like, and we'll do anything you ask us to. Like, sit on your lap. Oh, Daddy, will you come in me? Will you whisper come in my robotic womb? Please, Daddy. Oh, come inside me. I want it. Oh, please. Come in your robot car. Come in me. Yes, Daddy. Come. Waste it for me. Yes. Oh, Daddy. Oh, yes, come for me. Oh, come for me, Daddy. Oh, yes, come inside me. Oh, Daddy, yeah, that felt so good. You guys did so much calm. Oh. I love it when you try to breathe with this unit. It makes me very, very.